We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Ruto. This is episode number 28 of the Motivation Movement Podcast titled Perfection is Poison. Why do we always try so hard to strive for perfection? Perfection is the ultimate killer of productivity and an absolute destroyer of results. It's very problematic in my eyes because it leads to extreme obsessiveness and inefficiency. The perfectionists that I know are often the greatest procrastinators because they're so sharply focused on the minor details that they never actually get to a finished product. They never get to publish the results of what they're working on. They're so afraid of failing before they even start in some instances. Now, there's a very stark difference in striving for perfection as a North Star versus actually attaining perfection. There comes a point in time where you need to just execute. You need to put your ideas and visions out into the world versus waiting for every single speck to be 100% on point and exactly precisely correct. Someone else is going to beat you to the punch if you spend too much time perfecting your craft versus actually executing on your craft. You need to actually make that move. You need to make it happen. So take a second with me, briefly surrender your perfectionism and soak in these wise words from Mr. John Cleese, who's the founder of Monty Python. He's an English actor, comedian, screenwriter, and also a producer. The quote goes like this: "The problem was that I carried around with me a tendency to feel that other people's respect for me would vanish if what I did was second rate. And while I accept that this perfectionism is likely to stimulate the production of better work, it doesn't unfortunately go hand in hand with a relaxed and happy attitude towards life." So what this quote means to me is that the same criticism perfectionists are often afraid to receive, that sometimes very harsh but very critical feedback, is exactly what is essential to ultimately perfecting your craft. What comes out of failure is the opportunity to become better, the opportunity to become the best you. Now, it's very easy to be a perfectionist if you're not engaging in personal development, self-education, and growth. It's very easy to be a perfectionist when you do not engage in creative thinking and expression. Learning requires mistakes. Perfectionists are often scared of failure and are inherently, not knowingly, stunting their potential because they're afraid to put their thoughts, their ideas, out into existence. It's truly a very unfortunate catch-22 that most people don't realize. Now, of course, perfectionism has its upsides, especially as a motivational tool for teams, as a benchmark for very high standards. If you can level set your understanding of perfection, it can be a great tool to drive innovation. Perfectionists do have some very awesome qualities, such as discipline. They're very detail-oriented people. It's a very amazing trait in roles and professions where there's absolutely zero margin for error, like a surgeon or an air traffic controller. But my issue in particular with perfectionism is that nothing ever seems to be good enough. It's very tough for perfectionists to loosen the reins of control and work with others. The all-or-nothing attitude that they have causes them to actually be unflexible. Perfectionists spend way too much time perfecting certain work or projects while neglecting other tasks or projects. Now, alternatively, any advantages gained by someone who is a perfectionist and has perfectionist tendencies, they're usually washed away by the consequences of that same exact behavior. Now, I always personally try to shoot for great versus perfect. Perfect is very hard to attain, as I said before. So my final thought for today is that in today's world where we already face enough pressure to conform, to live the perfect cookie cutter life, as I spoke about in one of my last episodes, pressure to drive the nicest car, have the most expensive things, I implore you guys not to put more stress and anxiety on yourself by trying to attain perfection. I, quite frankly, don't think perfection exists, and if it does exist, it exists as a collection of your mistakes. It exists as an actualization of the learning experience you've had over time. Perfection is the process. It's the journey. It's not the end result. It's not the destination. Perfection is the systematic honing of your craft slowly but surely becoming more and more efficient over time as you practice and refine. That is all for today's episodes, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the motivation on social media. Don't forget to tag at mrudo, M-R-U-D-D-O. Check out my new website I just launched, mrudo.com. And I want to hear your feedback, raw, uncut, unfiltered. Please do not hold back. Tell it like it is. If you come across a great quote you'd like to share and hear me talk about it, please, please, please send it to me. DM me, email me. You'll find the link to email me on my website. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.